Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 81.
Wolf, what are
they? Bear Podcast!
I'm gonna wear black spandex.
Okay, here are bear events.
Bears and cubs.
Either way, you're gonna be gay.
With so many topics that we cover today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about, you know, iTunes.
You like balls, is what you're saying.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is ex Cali Bear calling.
But all fun, you know, all fun, no pressure.
To go critical, man.
Another bears, cocktails, food, and food for anyone outside the greater Houston area.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is the Nard.
This is ex Cali Bear.
Yes, welcome, welcome. And I'm tired right now. You bear with me, Roy, okay?
Okay.
But first of all, how are you? I haven't talked to you for a long time since I was away.
I'm doing good. It's been kind of, you know, bizarre with the whole job situation that's going on, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I've been doing well. Welcome back from Hawaii.
Yeah, thanks. But before I want to mention some stuff there about there. But first, how's the weather there?
Well, right now, thank God, it's finally cooling down. It's been hot since you left. It's been hot, so hot, actually, that I've been sweating like Mel Gibson at a bar mitzvah because it's just been so fucking hot. I'm so glad that the rain has come in and that it's finally cooled down, and they're expecting it to be that way for a week. So finally, some weather that I can breathe with.
Well, it's over here. It's pretty hot also. And like I said earlier, I had to do some chores and... Anyway, so, well, let me see. When did I arrive? I arrived Wednesday. Yeah, that's right. And I just came from, I came straight from Mount Kamanwanalea. I think that's an old one. Anyway, yeah, so it was
fun. You came from Mount Kamanwanalea. You didn't come from the Isle of Wanapoka Pipi?
Yeah. Or Mount...
Kanalakapoka?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wanahakaluki.
You know what? That's some place you and Chris should go. I think I strongly
suggest. I'm dying to go to Hawaii, actually, mm-hmm. To be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So what do we have for our listeners this episode?
Well, we're going to play, you know, some catch-up. I don't really like talking about my new recent addictions on television, but I guess we'll get into them since it kind of affects, you know, what's going on with my life.
I see. All right, so we have a full show today. Yeah, we're going to talk about a beginning cult film. It's a
definitely.
And bear events for you guys and some shout-outs. Okay, so...
And we're also going to talk about a brand new feature on Bear 411. We're going to, you know, basically give our opinions on this brand new feature that suddenly sprung on us out of nowhere. So
that's right. Okay, so stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. So, Roy, what have you been watching lately?
Well, I hate saying this, but I broke a cardinal rule with myself, and Chris is to blame for this.
Okay.
I made a vow never to get involved or hooked or addicted to a daytime soap opera.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, sure enough, I have. And it's The Young and the Restless. I tell you, I got instantly hooked. And the thing is, he's been watching it religiously for years. Mm-hmm. And ever since his high school days, he's been watching it religiously. And I've never wanted anything to do with soap operas. I'll watch primetime soap operas, but the daytime soap operas, I've never wanted anything to do with them. And he tapes it every day when he's at work, and then when he comes home, he watches it. Or sometimes he'll save them all up, and while I'm at work on the weekends, he'll stay at home and watch the full week. Well, he was watching an episode, and I just happened to glance over and watch the television, and I instantly got hooked and wanted to start knowing what was going on and who these characters were. And the next thing you knew, now I'm watching it religiously, too. I haven't missed an episode for the past 2.5 weeks, so yeah.
I caught a glimpse of it yesterday when I was at work, and, you know, I was having my lunch, and there's a TV there at the pantry, and then Young and the Restless. Roy was just talking about this. Okay, let me watch this a little. While I was eating lunch. Anyway, I'm not about to get hooked on this, okay? No.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Don't get yourself hooked to soap opera. It'll control your life. Yeah. I've gotten hooked to another TV show also, and the good news is that this TV show is getting ready to wrap up. The final episode's getting ready to air, and it's on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's a reality TV series called Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
Oh, I heard about that. That's really interesting. A couple of friends of mine were recording it, and they said they've been watching it, and it's awesome.
It's fun, because it's so campy. It's so absolutely campy how much these people really get into the whole thing. And my favorite person, fortunately, is one of the two top finalists. That's Feedback. The other one is Fat Mama, who is the big fat black woman who, when she eats donuts, she eats donuts to get her power, and when she gets angry, she basically turns into the Incredible Hulk and whatnot. So. But, yeah, it's a fun show. I have fun with it. You can tell Stan Lee is having fun with it as well. So
I got to DVR that. I got to record that one of these days.
Well, either that or you can wait. It's getting ready to come out on – they announced it's coming out on DVD September 20th.
Already? That fast?
Yeah,
wow.
That ready. So
mm-hmm.
I've also went to go see a couple films. I finally went to go see Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Which I liked a lot, actually. I was very surprised that I liked the film. It compared to the TV series, the movie's a lot more gritty and a lot more violent. Instead of it being stylized and classy like the TV show was, even though the TV show did have its edge, that kind of stylized MTV feel that the TV series had was gone from the movie, and instead what Michael Mann did was he wanted to show what it's like to be a vice cop in Miami, an undercover vice cop, and it's not pretty. Unfortunately, it's not pretty. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty in your face. It was very well made, but it was pretty in your face.
I'll probably wait for that in DVD. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I never really found Colin Farrell attractive until this film. I don't have a thing about men with long hair, especially when they're kind of mullet-looking things, but Colin Farrell was hot in this film. I hate to say it. He was hot as Crockett. And you know, besides the hotness factor, I actually think he did a better job than Don Johnson as mm-hmm. as the character. I believed him more as Crockett than I did Don Johnson. So and Jamie Foxx, of course, is just amazing in anything that he does. So.
Yeah, he's a very good actor, Jamie Foxx. Even and in comedy, he's also good. Anyway, okay, so I also got to watch, last Thursday, went out with a couple of friends at the, and we went to Ritchie Road Tavern, movie tavern, pretty much the same thing you have there, I guess, a tavern house.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we got to watch Snakes on a Plane.
The motherfucking Snakes on the motherfucking Plane, hey!
I've been waiting for that for a long time, and many podcasts have been talking about that, like Twit and Slice of Sci-Fi. And so many, it's on the news and people are blogging about it. And so we've been hearing about it for a long time. Yeah,
it finally came out. It didn't do as much business as they anticipated, which is kind of disappointing because, honestly, this is a movie that has to be seen to believed. Because, the hype was strong, but to be honest with you, the internet hype that happened comes nowhere close to just how ridiculously fun this film is.
Yeah.
I could not stop laughing and groaning throughout the whole thing. And I will admit, when Samuel L. Jackson says the line, I clapped. You know, because it's for some reason he makes swearing cool. I don't know what it is about Samuel Jackson, but it's cool to hear him say motherfucker. It really is.
Yeah.
And the snakes were so obviously computer animated.
Yeah.
It was hard to take it seriously.
Yeah, I pretty much I know what to expect when I first watched it. And when I saw it, I know it's going to be bad. That's, you know, the graphics and stuff and probably the plot. But it's so bad, it's so good.
Yes. It's like Showgirls. It's so bad that it's good.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be up there with like the Poseidon Adventure and the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Showgirls and, you know, Valley of the Dolls, all those movies that are just so bad that they're good, and it's going to develop this huge cult following.
Yeah.
Snakes on the Plane is definitely the next one.
You know what? The way I look at it, okay, so for all you listeners, if you're going to watch it, just put your brain under the table, under your seat, and
yeah.
just watch
like
it.
Yeah, check your brain at the door.
Cause... Yeah, just because you know it. You will see a lot of plot holes.
Yeah, like cell phones being able to be used on the airplane.
Yeah, they're using a Treo, a Treo 650. Maybe you guys have a Treo 650, and they're trying to use it on the plane. I can't use my phone on the plane that high, 30,000 feet. No, I don't think so. And there's a lot of plot holes. Mm-hmm.
There's a number of plot holes in this movie, but then again, every bad movie has a plot hole. So, yeah. This is a movie, though, that you just cannot overanalyze, because the whole purpose of this movie is to be a B flick, and it's true to the whole style of a B film. Mm-hmm. It really is. But the ironic part about it is, you know, even though it is a B film, the performances by Samuel L. Jackson and especially Julianna Margulies are top-notch. They did incredible performances in their character, especially Julianna Margulies. She was fucking fantastic in this film. Yeah. I mean, if you were to take her performance and put it in another film, she would still be good. It was that good of a performance that came out of her. And what made it work was because they were totally committed to the film. Yeah, they never at one point, you can never tell at one point they realized, oh God, we're making crap. Yeah, they were completely committed to the project, and that's what made it work.
And you know, if I could pretty much compare it to the Aristocrats, like I told you earlier, the beginning, and you know pretty much what's going to the end, and you know, it's predictable, but the journey towards the end. It's the meat of the movie.
Yes.
Everything in between, that's where all the stories and all the effects and all the bad acting and the good acting.
Yes.
That's where they're all packed in the middle, but you know, that's how I look at it. It's everything, it's not the destination, it's not the beginning, it's not the destination, but it's the journey towards it. So it's awesome. I like it.
Not to give too many spoilers about the film, I do want to say that my favorite scene in the movie is when the initial snake attack is happening and the man's in the restroom taking a piss and he doesn't realize he's pissing on the head of a snake. And it pisses the snake off so much that he responds by biting his dick off. That was my favorite scene in the whole film. When just to let the audience know, that happens like, what, 15, 20 minutes into the film.
Mm-hmm.
So right when that happened, I knew I was in for the ride. I knew at that point that I got my $10 worth out of this film. And I'm going, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
My favorite line from the movie was when... they're describing about why the snakes are responding the way that they are and why they're all, you know, because of the pheromones being released and everything.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson's response was classic. It was, oh, great, snakes on crack. Yeah.
Snakes on crack. That was what I left for.
That's a great line. That's a great line. And Julianne Margulies had some great cheesy lines of herself and everything, and so did Kenan Thompson. You know, Fat Albert, for those who don't know who he is. And it's so incredibly cheesy. I loved every second of it. I can't wait for it to come on DVD. And that damn theme song performed by Cobra Starship is so fucking addicting. I cannot believe how addicting that theme song is that they did.
I wish I had an audio of that. I could make use of it in the show or something. But I don't know.
It's a great song because it's very cheesy, over the top, and it basically summarizes the entire feel of the film. So I wouldn't honestly be shocked if that song got nominated for Best Original Song at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, we strongly suggest you guys go out in the theaters and support the movie, Snakes on a Plane.
And if you haven't yet, if you are a fan of the TV series Miami Vice, I highly suggest going to see the movie as well.
There's a new feature right now in Bear 411 that maybe many of you guys have noticed under your profiles, and that is the guest books.
Yeah, this was a feature that came out of nowhere, actually. Usually when they're about ready to have a new feature on Bear 411, except, of course, if they're going to change the look of Bear 411, if there's going to be a new feature, they will let us know. you know, hey, look, this new feature is getting ready to come. But this guest book thing just kind of came out of nowhere. And when I first saw it, I was like, guest book? What? You know, what the hell is this? You know?
Yeah.
What's your honest opinion on it?
Well, let me see. Well, I think it would have been unnecessary, I guess, because you're already chatting, people already emailing you, and it's going to be like a popularity contest.
I feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's just what we think, and that's how I think of it. Yeah.
I think it's a completely unnecessary feature for Bear 411. I really do. There's no point to it except to stroke your ego. And, you know, that's my opinion. If they wanted to add a new feature that is necessary to Bear 411, I have an excellent idea, and I'm pretty sure that Greg can come up with doing it. And that is the ability to sign into Bear 411 in invisible mode. Because there are times that you go on Bear 411 where you just don't want to be bombarded by people when you sign on. You want to check your messages. You want to answer your messages. You want to see if there's anybody that you know online. If there's not, then you just sign out. Mm-hmm. When you sign on Bear 411, and if you're checking, you know, your messages, and if somebody is there, and all of a sudden you start getting bombarded, and you don't have the time to talk to them, it's kind of, you know, bad to have to say, hey, I don't have time to chat right now. I'm only checking my messages.
Yeah.
You know.
And I don't know. I don't know if we can. A lot of the other chat sites have the same feature. Do other chat sites have the same? Wait, invisible mode?
I don't know if any of them have the invisible mode, and or not. So, but yeah, Chris was the one who actually came up with the idea of the invisible mode, mm-hmm. and I think it's a great idea.
If you can do it in Yahoo or a Google Talk or, yeah, pretty much that. Those chat sites and those chat programs might as well have that too.
I'm sure you could do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that the whole guest book thing is completely unnecessary. I mean, if you want to tell somebody they're hot, that's why you send them the private message, you know. So, yeah, I just don't get it. I don't.
Yeah. So, everyone listening, what do you think?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah,
sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
In this episode, I would like to feature Zach. He is Zachness in Bear 411. He is in San Rafael, California. Okay, let me read his profile here. Hey, 25-year-old guy here in Marin County, looking for friends, maybe love, maybe more. Who knows? Pretty laid-back guy, love just taking it easy, hitting up the local pub, cuddling up and watching a movie, travel, music, and all things technological. I'm known to take off my clothes at a drop of a hat. Sorry, let me read that back again. I'm known to take off out of town at the drop of a hat. So who knows, maybe I'm nearby or need an excuse for a vacation. Don't be shy, say hi. Okay, so he's very cute here, you know. He's a very nice smile, and he's got explicit pictures here in his profile. Okay, so check him out at Bear 411. He's Zachness, and he's going to Camp Oregon Bears in Portland. Okay, time for some bear events, guys. Camp Oregon Bears 9, September 14 to 17. After 7 successful years of making an appearance at the Oregon coast and visiting McIver State Park last year, all the fun and camaraderie of our campout is returning to the tree-covered foothills near Estacada, Oregon. On September 14 to 17, the Oregon Bears and friends will be pitching tents and the usual fun at McIver State Park in two adjoining group campsites with lots of trees, privacy, and the key requirement of hot showers. Okay, so visit their website at www.oregonbears.org. Oh, shout out to Butchie. He's a part of the Oregon Bears. Hi, Butchie. Okay, Fergasm in Cincinnati. Fergasm 7, September 15, 16, and 17. This year, the Cincinnati River Bears are happy to present Fergasm 7, Bear Heaven. A great new location deserves some great new bear activities. We have several to choose from, including tours of the city and nearby attractions, karaoke, theme parties, bear contests, late-nighters parties, private parties, and much, much more. Classic activities such as club-sponsored cocktail parties, silent contest. What's a silent contest? Is it a silent auction contest? I don't know. Silent contest, raffles, game shows, catered bear banquet, and an awards and appreciation luncheon. Okay, so visit the website at www.riverbears.com. Okay, how about in Munich, Germany? Oktoberfest tour. Yeah, bear. Oktober. Yeah, it's going to be on September 14. Okay, visit Munich. Feed the bears. This is Journey Out's tour for U.S. bears traveling to the ultimate gay Oktoberfest. Germany will welcome you with open arms as the Munich Bears celebrate Bear Life Weekend, coinciding with the first weekend of Oktoberfest. You'll have a VIP pass to all the special events, reserved seating at the Oktoberfest opening ceremonies, a special welcome dinner, and new friends to share the sights and culture of Germany in a way that rarely happens with an ordinary tourist. Interesting. So join us for beer, bratwurst, and bears. So the website is oktoberfest.com. That's a bear in the middle. OKTOBEARfest.com. How about in California? Bears in the Woods 9, September 13 to 17. The South Bay Bears will again be hosting a great camping adventure in the beautiful Redwoods. For the fourth year, we will have exclusive use of the World Flats group campsites at the Memorial County Park, San Mateo, California. Located off of Highway 84, between I-280 and Highway 1. Convenient to San Jose, San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and the entire Bay Area. Featuring hot showers. What is it with hot showers with bear runs like this? Well, I guess it is hot. Okay, featuring hot showers, gourmet food, snacks, soft drinks, beautiful scenery, and unlimited bears. Okay, visit the website at southbaybears.org. In a few days, it's going to be Labor Day weekend, and it's going to be Convergence here in Houston. However, I won't be able to attend that event because I will be in New Orleans for Southern Decadence. Yes, I've been going there for the past few years, except for last year because of Hurricane Katrina. It got canceled, but this coming weekend, their Southern Decadence is on. So my friends, John and Palima, will be picking me up on Friday, and we're going to go there, and the French Quarter probably will arrive around 6 p.m. I hope to see lots of people there, and lots of bears and cubs, hopefully. And we'll be at the Leather Block Party at the Phoenix. That's usually on a Friday, on the Friday of that Labor Day weekend. I'll be podcasting from there, and I hope to get lots of videos for that event. Yeah, so watch for it. Okay, so back to the show.
Shoutouts!
Okay, shoutouts time. Okay, so let me read an email that I got from Buck. Hey, Buck, shout out. Okay, he says that enjoys the show. Wanted to let you know I had some trouble getting the audio to sound right. I've been having that problem. Yeah, your voice was very loud and your friend's voice was very low. It's reverse. Some people said that I'm very soft and yours is your voice, Roy, is louder, and the other one's vice versa. So
yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
So, I hope this recording goes well, Buck. Okay, I hope this goes well in your speakers. But yeah, thank you for listening and thank you for your email.
Do keep in mind we don't have professional equipment that we do this with. You know, yeah.
And we're talking about 300 miles away from each other. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, 300 miles to drive, but
it's not like we can be in the same studio at the same time all the time. So.
Yeah. However, there are other podcasts that have very good audio, like This Week in Tech. They podcast five people all at once, and they're all well. I guess they have very good equipment,
and they also have, I think, people who donate more money to them.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so next email is from Jake. Hello, Jake. It's good to hear from you. Yeah. Oh, he says here, Utah Bears have had one hell of a summer, and now their bear run, Ruckus. was a total kick in the ass, or should I say, lick in the ass. Either way, we had a lot of fun, and what do you think is going to happen when you get 80 hot, horny, drunk bears camping in the middle of nowhere on a private ranch?
They're going to do role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons.
That's right. Fire, thunderbolt, no, lightning, you know.
I cast magic missile. I attack the darkness.
Oh, my God. Anyway, okay, so thanks, Jake. Oh, by the way, shout out to Jake's partner, Chris. I'm glad you're doing okay now. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Roy, he says hi.
Jake says hi. Yeah. Hi, Jake.
He also mentioned Babalu. Yeah, shout out Babalu. Yeah, Babalu was their guest comedian at the UT Bear Alliance last weekend. Yeah,
yes. We got to do a major shout out to Babalu, actually, because there's a lot going on in his life right now. First of all, for those who don't know, next Tuesday he's a finalist in the Los Angeles Gay Mafia Comedy Competition. Oh. He's performing at 8 o'clock at Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood. And for those who are in that area, if you're able to get to the West Hollywood area, go cheer him on. We want this guy to win. So, congratulations,
Babalu.
Yeah, good luck. Break a leg. Get out there and kick some ass, mister. Mm-hmm. We're also trying to get Babalu to actually appear on our show because he's getting ready to tape a DVD CD called Full Release next month. And we want to get him on the show so we can talk to him about it.
Yeah, I was chatting with him once, and he said, yeah, sure. Yeah, probably in a few weeks. Let's wait for him to do the taping.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get him on the show soon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go for it, Babalu. I hope you know that you win this competition. You deserve it. So for those of you who are not familiar with the stuff, you can check him out online at babalurocks.com. We'll have the link to that on the website.
All right. Okay, so any more shout-outs?
I've got a few. First of all, I want to give a major, very special shout-out to a very great guy out in San Francisco right now, Jeff. For those of you who know him on LiveJournal, he's known as Begin, and the I is spelled with a 1. He's just went into surgery not too long ago for the second wave of a brain tumor removal surgery, and this one was more invasive. And it was a 16-hour operation that he went through.
Wow.
He's in recovery right now, and apparently he's still got a long way to go, but he's doing very well. It's been nothing but good news the last few days, which is great. Just ask everybody out there to send your prayers, your well wishes. If there's anybody out there who knows Jeff and also knows Dave Hayes, who is DH Bear Guy on LiveJournal, also they've set up a special fund to help pay for Jeff's operation. I highly recommend doing it. You know, if you're able to do it, if you're able to afford anything at all, you know, help this man out. Jeff is an incredible guy. I miss him dearly, and I just want him to get better. So
hang in there,
Jeff, and you know, to Dave out there, because I know he's listening to the show. Send Jeff my best wishes, please.
Probably you can email me that information too. Maybe we can post it on the website.
Definitely, we'll have it. We'll have the links posted to the website and everything.
Dave, send me an email about it if you get the chance. Okay, please. Okay,
I will. And I also want to give a special shout out to a new friend of mine who lives out here in Dallas. His name is JC. He on Bear 411. He's known as Dallas 24. We just started chatting about a week and a half ago, and we're becoming very fast friends, and just wanted to give him a shout-out and say, hey! And don't worry, JC, I am not intimidated by your Guatemalanists, so don't worry about that. Lastly, I want to give a podcast shout-out to a new podcast that I've become exposed to, and this is great, a great animated podcast, actually. It's called the Showbiz Newsy News, and this is a once-a-week animated podcast that if you have Flash installed on your computer or on your web browser, you'll be able to watch it from the website. If not, the only other way to watch the show is through iTunes. But it's a Flash animated weekly news wrap-up that's kind of like in the lines of David Spade's show on Comedy Central. It's very biting. It's very incorrect, politically incorrect, but it is absolutely 100% hysterical. Mm-hmm. And he really hits it on the head with some of the things. Like recently he was talking about the incident where Haley Joel Osment got pulled over for drunk driving and also possession of marijuana. And he was making jokes about that, and one of the jokes is that after he got arrested, he immediately blamed the fact that he had drugs in his possession on the Jews. You know, so, you know, jokes like that. You know, it's absolutely funny. I love it, and I recommend checking it out at showbiznewsynews.com.
All right. Just we'll post the link on the website. Oh, by the way, before we I need to plug also Moment of Minutia by T. Lloyd.
Yes.
He's Wynn Bear on... on LiveJournal. Yeah, I'm going to be a guest on his show one of these days. So watch out for that. MomentOfMinutia.com. Okay.
It's a fun show too.
Yeah, it's a fun show. Very. It's a video. It's a video podcast, and they do trivia. They do. Music video trivia. So check it out. Okay, so we're going to talk about.
We have a very special shout out actually, because the week that we're doing this show this week. It's the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. Actually, today is the 29th, August 29th, a year ago today, Katrina hit New Orleans, and it displaced a lot of people. And, yeah, it's pretty sad.
And I know that there's a lot of listeners out there who are most likely displaced or somehow affected by Hurricane Katrina. I know your partner was affected by Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, Mike had to... And he really didn't evacuate, but he really planned to come over here the same weekend, the weekend before Katrina hit New Orleans. He was already here, so he was safe. It's just that he couldn't go back.
Yeah.
His 3-day vacation became a 3-month vacation. I'm sad. I'm sad about what happened. True, but it's good to have Mike with me at that point. But I wish it were you know of. Better circumstances at that point. Yeah. So it's really sad that you know, a year ago today that incident happened, and a few weeks after Rita arrived here in Houston, and it affected us again. So, oh well. So yeah, shout out to the Katrina survivors, and if any of you guys are listening to this, and I hope you guys are doing okay, and you're probably back in New Orleans. Maybe. Or maybe you're now residing in a different state. Yeah.
Well, the great thing about it is that, I mean, you could tell that that things are starting to get back to normal because they're doing Southern Decadence this year. So that's a good sign. And, you know, they had Mardi Gras this year as well. And, I mean, I know things are never going to be the same for New Orleans and that area down south. But the fact that, you know, even though... It's changed everyone's lives forever. It has not completely crushed their spirit, and they're able to rebuild and get themselves back up on their feet as a true testament to the human will. So, mm-hmm. You know, just to everybody out there, you know, hang in there, and things can only get better.
Mm-hmm.
On a good note, in about 2 weeks, on the weekend of September 16th and September 17th, is... Dallas Pride, finally. We have our Pride later in the year. Technically, the reason why is because it's cooler weather. But our Pride celebration is the weekend of September 16th and 17th. Anybody who's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who wants to attend, definitely, by all means, come out and attend the 2006 Allen Ross Texas Freedom Parade. It starts at 2 o'clock. The parade route is running from Cedar Springs Road, and it goes all the way through Wycliffe Avenue to Lee Park. This year's celebrity grand marshal is Bruce Valanche. I'm pretty sure people know who he is. He's also going to be the main entertainment as well. But the pre-party for the parade is actually on August 16th, which is going to be Gay Day at Six Flags Over Texas.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I'm going to be attending. This will be my first time ever going to Six Flags Over Texas, and I'm looking forward to actually going to the park and actually going on Gay Day. Now, I want everybody to know out there that even though it's Gay Day at Six Flags Over Texas, it's an unofficial event. And there are people out there who are aware that this is the day that the gays come out. So there will be protesters, I've heard.
Really?
Park, yes. So don't let them face you.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to come out that day, if you're not able to afford the ticket, which is about, I think, like about $45 to get through the gate, Coca-Cola right now is having a promotion where if you bring in a Coca-Cola can, you get $15 off the admission.
Wow.
So,
is there a special clothing or specific clothing that they want? You have to wear pink or something? I don't know.
Oh, that's what I asked, and they said no. That, you know, because I know that for gay days at Orlando, you wear red. But no, there's no specific type of article clothing. You can wear whatever you want, or you can, you know, wear gay pride stuff or whatever. I know that Chris and I intend on wearing something. Chris is going to wear something from TBRU or one of his stuff. And so I intend on probably wearing my dusting off my loops, my gay pride loops that I've had for years, and said to wear them or something. I
thought you said lubes.
Oh, no.
You're going to smear lubes on you.
Been that long, okay?
Probably you can you can go commando. Maybe that's the...
Yeah, there you go. I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah. Especially if you go on one of the water rides and get yourself wet.
To all gay people going to Six Flags Over Texas, go on commando. No, kidding. Yeah. That'd be fun. That should be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm meeting a couple friends. In fact, JC is actually coming out with us to the event. And
when is that? When is that again?
September 16th. And it's going to be regular park hours. I don't know exactly.
It's going to be cooler.
It's going to be cooler, yes. Yeah. And, well, it's cooler right now. It's like Chris told me that the weather we're having right now is very unheard of for this time of year in August. So, I mean, that might mean we're having a very nasty winter on our hands. So.
Oh, okay. Just send me the links later and I'll post it. I'll post it for all of you guys to look at, okay?
There's no official link for Gay Day at Six Flags. So, since it's an unofficial event, just those who are in the know about it. So.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's it. Gonna wrap it up.
That is it.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Really appreciate it. Okay, you can send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
You can send me an email at xcalibear@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can visit the website www.bearpodcast.com and voicemail line. You can call 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Oops. Mike is calling.
What was that?
Mike is calling. My phone rang.
Well, mine rang earlier, too, so we're even there in that aspect. Yay for life podcasting!
I should have answered that. It's actually Mike. I should have answered that. But anyway, I'll call in a minute.
Yeah, call back in a minute. So in that case, we better wrap this up.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And, stand by next week for the Sudden Decadence episode. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Shit, give me a beat.
Hey guys, this is the Nard. I'm back and I have something to ask of you guys. Earlier in the show, Excalibur was talking about Jeff and his ailment. He's recovering right now and I heard he's really doing well. Perhaps you guys can help out. Dave Hayes of SF Movie Bears has set up a fund for Jeff. So, you know, because of the medical bills, you can send your PayPal donations to bearguy@bearguy.com. I'll put a PayPal link on the bearpodcast.com website for you guys to click on. Any amount would help. Thank you, guys. Let's help out a bear in need.